Blog Talk Radio.
You. Ready. Good evening, podcast audience. It's Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, and it's time for the world premiere podcast, The Attic is urban-based podcast. All founding members are from the beautiful, toxic state of New Jersey. Now, my team, the folks that helped me put together this podcast, I got Big Brother, the Messenger, got my baby sister, and my baby brother. We have Sister Tippy, and we have Nurse Carmen. Now, if you'll give me 60 of your minutes, guaranteed to entertain you. And again, we want to make Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, an event in your podcast life. Every Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, we want you tuned into The Attic. Yes, the Attic. Hey, good evening, podcast audience. This is co-producer for the Attic, and welcome to Wednesday night. We've got an interesting podcast lined up for you this evening, where we're going to discuss the Democratic presidential field, but from a perspective that we like to talk from. We don't give much regard. Well, I don't give much regard to political correctness on my show. I want you to know what I feel and how I feel it. Hey, good evening, Cass. How you guys doing tonight?
Hey, welcome good. Welcome from warm South Florida.
COG, you always got to come on and start that shit, man. We have been freezing. You always got to remind us that it's warm where you are, man. I ain't mad at you, man. Hey, listen, though. Let's jump right into this. I try to make this podcast not a political podcast, but I guess that's where I got to start with tonight. As I look at the Democratic field, it seems to be everybody now is rallying behind Joe Biden. And let me tell you something. It makes me nervous when the establishment, you pick the guy who's in third or fourth place, and that's who you're going to decide is going to be the next president. I don't understand that. And I know everybody got problems with Bernie Sanders because they want to call him a socialist. And we'll talk about that. But just to throw all that support behind Joe Biden, I don't get that, man. And I'm not one of those people that's jumping on that bandwagon. Hey, what do you guys think about that?
He's no longer in third place.
Of course not. He's the leader now.
Yeah, he's getting the votes.
He's absolutely not ahead of Bernie Sanders right now.
He's ahead of Bernie now.
No,
he's ahead of him.
He is? Okay,
or maybe they're neck and neck, but he's not in third place anymore.
No, it's
you
Bernie.
You're reading the wrong news. My man.
No, it's Bernie.
He's leading them.
It's Joe Biden, then it's the rest of them, whoever's left, Elizabeth and the other lady.
They're going
to
go.
No, she's gone. She's gone. Amy. Amy's out of it.
Not Klobuchar. No, there's another. So, in other words, right now there's only three people left?
Technically, yeah. The rest of them don't count.
Well, I'm just who's in. Wait a minute now. I'm just saying who's in the race because Bloomberg just dropped out, and he gave his support to Joe Biden.
Right.
You know, me personally, I think Joe Biden writing a whole lot of checks that I hope his ass can cash. Because everybody dropping out, going to his side, to me, that just seems like that sounds like the Democratic Party at work.
what it seems to me is that they think he's their only chance of beating Trump, and that's the point, to beat Trump. They figure Bernie ain't got a chance to beat him, but he's more afraid of Biden.
But listen,
Trump's more afraid of Biden, but technically the people ain't afraid of Bernie.
They can bring up
and
that
thing
with
they're
the
more afraid of Bernie and blaming it on us. The society, the establishment is the one that's afraid of Bernie, and they say,
but they're not voting for
Bernie.
But they're not. Bernie's not getting the votes.
Yes, he is. Bernie won Texas.
Nah, what's going on?
No, he's not.
Biden just got back in first.
Yeah, Biden swept the whole South. He swept the whole South area.
Ten of the states.
Super Tuesday.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so he's getting the votes.
Of course he's getting the votes.
He's getting the votes now because everybody quitting, and he got that big push from down in South Carolina, and the rest of the people realized that they didn't have, not so much they didn't have a chance, they just don't have the money to compete with it.
Biden until after Super Tuesday. After South Carolina, that's when they got behind him.
Really?
But he had already won South Carolina, so he got all those votes before they got behind him to endorse him.
Right, because the way he won it with that announcement Clyburn gave for him, when he got that announcement, and what happened is Biden just totally took like 95% of South Carolina, and that just knocked everybody out. When Biden did,
but
so
Bernie
well
was
South
saying
Carolina.
That he was going to get South Carolina. He had all of that, and he had Super Tuesday, I should say. He was confident that he was going to get Super Tuesday. He was going to walk away in the lead with the delegates, and it didn't go that way.
Have you ever heard a politician not say he's going to win?
Well, let me say this to you now.
He has been down there for the last 4 years, all over the place campaigning. Biden has barely did any campaigning.
I'm looking at a High Point University poll that says Sanders 31%, Biden 18%. That's High Point, one of them cackalackies. So all I'm saying is I don't understand why he pretty much swept all of that South Carolina down there.
He was the winner from down there.
He took South
I
Carolina.
I have one thing to
he
say
didn't
about
take
Paul.
California or Texas. Okay, we're good. But
I
but all I'm
take
saying
Texas.
Is why do you pledge when everybody started dropping out giving support to Joe Biden? Joe was in third place. So all I'm saying is, if we really try to, if Bernie Sanders right now is in first place, why would everybody just gravitate to Biden? If Bernie is leading the polls, that means Bernie can carry the vote, man. And let me tell you
something. Well, hold on. He was only in first place because they had only did Iowa and New Hampshire. They didn't really do anywhere else yet.
Right.
They didn't go anywhere else yet. Iowa and New Hampshire.
That was like a sign with Carolina.
The fact of the matter is Bernie had more delegates than everybody. He had like 20 more delegates than everybody. So that
until
put him
Tuesday.
In a commanding lead. And then until Tuesday he did.
Until Tuesday. Exactly. Until Tuesday. And that
but
all
what
changed.
I'm saying is if we're trying to bring out the strongest candidate, if Bernie was winning the delegates at that point, I'm just simply saying that the fix is in. That's why everybody's dropping out, throwing their support to Biden. How are you going to throw your support?
The fix is
that they rather have Biden than have Bernie.
Answer me this. Biden, Sanders was the only one who didn't go down to South Carolina. He left there and went straight to California. Buttigieg, he knew he wasn't getting any votes down there. He went straight to California, and the black caucus down there felt totally disrespected that he didn't even come down there. That was another reason why they didn't vote for him, because they felt totally disrespected them. He went straight to California because he knew he wasn't going to get any of those votes
in Vermont. What do you know about black?
Hey, but let me tell you,
if you want the vote, you better learn about him.
It was already given that Biden was going to win South Carolina.
When Claiborne,
the rest of them went down there. They already knew they weren't going to get it, but they went down there.
Everybody, hold on for a second. Everybody, so we can hear these comments. Go ahead.
What I'm saying is the other candidates, they knew that they weren't going to get that vote either, but they still went. Because if you're running for the president, you still have to go, regardless if you know you're not going to get that vote or not. You got to reach out to everybody.
That's true.
He went straight to California. He didn't even bother.
That's Hillary about not going.
Certain places, I know I need it, but if I can't get it, I can't spend all my resources here because I've got to make it up elsewhere. So that's
that's fine. So then understand why Biden swept the South and he and Sanders didn't get any votes down there.
South. He swept South Carolina, and when
he got Georgia also.
I mean, yeah, he got some votes. He moved
and
up
he got Virginia as well.
What I'm saying is Claiborne gave him almost preached a sermon for his endorsement.
Yeah, I understand that. But what I'm saying is you still have to go. Regardless, you still need to go. You still have to go down there.
He went. He just wasn't there as long because he counted up his loss and kept it moving. I got to go somewhere.
They said he didn't go at all. Joy Reid said he didn't go. Joy Reid. I'm just telling you what she said. She said he didn't go.
He got delegates. He got some delegates. He ain't get a lot.
Again,
he got some delegates.
But again, so I'm simply saying to you know, and right now it's a shame that we're going to get so wrapped up in beating Donald Trump that we're going to forget who's going to be able to do anything to help improve this nation. Because right now nobody's talking. Policies don't matter. Right now, all we want to know is who can beat Trump. And let me tell you something. I think Bernie Sanders will carry that ticket. I'm sorry. I really do. And I don't understand.
No, he won't.
Why do you feel that Biden won't do anything?
I got a better chance than Sanders.
Hold on a second. Why do you feel that Biden won't do anything if he becomes president? Why do you feel that?
Because we don't like Biden. We understand.
I think Biden would do something too. It's just that they just given it to him. We're not saying that he won't do anything. Just saying later for you, Bernie. It's all about Biden. Not that Biden can't do the job, but maybe Bernie can do it just as well as Biden.
But they don't want to take that chance. They'd rather die with life.
Ain't no way in hell we would vote a socialist in office.
Yeah, but
let me tell you something about this whole. Wait a minute.
Socialist. Okay.
Everybody's talking this socialist, man. But you know what? When we give handouts to farmers or not to grow, is that not socialist? I mean,
of course
we look at socialists, again, we've been hypnotized to what they call socialism.
Right.
Again, but I'm simply saying, if you're going to try to come in with any kind of a socialist or any other type of platform that's going to level the playing field, then I'm about that, man. I'm sorry. I'm about that. Because they talk that
bullshit. Well, what's getting ready to happen is...
But you know what? When Jesse Helms was in there in office every year getting those subsidies for tobacco farmers, but still rallying against welfare, the nation said, oh, that's cool. That ain't cool.
Right.
Well, I mean, what's getting ready to happen is Sanders and his people, they're not going to come quietly. They're not going to give in quietly on this. Or should I say they're not going to participate if he doesn't get this nominee. You already know that.
Because
he's going to do the same thing he did with Hillary. When Hillary got it, he's going to
do
the same thing. In fact, it's going to probably be worse.
No,
and that's
I,
what
they're I,
doing to him. That's what they're doing to him. The exact same thing they did to him with Hillary. They decided they didn't want him, and so they just automatically pushed Hillary in there. And Hillary wasn't ready, and that's what happened. That's why Trump beat him, because they put in who they want, not who the people really want. If you do it fair and square, I'm not saying that Biden won't win, but Biden's got a big push now, because if you listen to all of the MSNBC, all those channels, all they're talking about is just how much of a role Biden's on. And Biden ain't said or done nothing yet. He hasn't said or done anything to make you think that he's so much in front of everybody else. He's not.
Except for, Russell, he hung out with
Barack
Obama.
What has Bernie said or done that makes you, I'm just trying to see what makes you feel that one is so much better than the other.
Bernie talking
about
Medicare for
all. Bernie talking about eliminating all college debt.
Bernie talking about eliminating student debt.
Yeah,
I mean,
kids
will be paying for that forever. But go ahead, and what else?
But you know what, though?
Well,
when I hear people, hold on one second. When I love it when people say, how are we going to pay for it? Who'd have thought we could have moved a couple of $1 billion to pay for that dumbass wall down in Mexico that on his campaign he promised Mexico going to pay for it? But you know what? That's what he wanted done, and damn it, that money got put over there. So if the president wants us to have Medicare for all, and let
is
me say
this.
Is
the wall done? Is the wall even done?
No, but they've moved funds to get it done. They can't get
done
overnight.
Is it done,
but
though? Is it done? My question is it done? I know they moved funds, but is it done?
It can't be done.
No, it's not done.
I mean, that you wall going to take a couple
years. We're four years in, and it still ain't done.
But we got money set aside for it, though. That's what I'm saying.
But it's not.
And the money they set aside for that wall, they can set that same money aside to pay off student loans. They can set that same money aside.
They said that money's aside. We don't know that, and that wall still ain't done. They tell us everything.
Well,
they say a lot of things.
Okay. Well, how about the tax break? We ain't got no money to cover that, but they took it. And they making it, and now we what a couple $1 trillion in debt, but we ain't got no money to pay for it. But they still
we got money. It all depends on
that's what I'm saying. It's just
it all depends on what's important to the person spending the money. And if it's important,
the tax break. Some people saw something from that. And it wasn't everybody. It was a small percentage of the country, but some people benefited from that. It just wasn't the middle class. It wasn't. It
just
didn't hit the lower. Some people benefited from that tax break.
You said a percentage. That's correct. But what Bernie's talking about is everybody. He's trying to level the playing field.
Let me say this.
Of course, those that did get some money from the tax break, a little extra, what? We just leveling the playing field. It ain't like you going without.
What has he done? Like, what kind of agendas has he pushed and he's done? Bernie, I'm talking about.
Bernie's voted with all kinds of Democratic policies and stuff. But he different.
I mean, I know what Elizabeth has done, but what has he done?
Well, let me say this. I can't sit right here and roll him off the top what he's done, but I'm going to say I think he'll be the better president. And let me also say that as black Americans, I'm talking to my people now. You need to look at that, because you don't let society and the media trick your ass into that social evil. Let me tell you something.
All right, Trump.
Anything that as black Americans that's going to level any playing field, we got to take that.
To me, aside from the education that he's talking about, wiping out that debt and that Medicare for all, if you listen to other things that he says, he sounds like Trump. He does to me. I'm sorry. I just have to be honest.
He's not even a registered Democrat.
Like Trump.
He's not a registered Democrat.
A lot of things he says sounds like Trump. Aside from a few of those things that you just spoke on, other things, a lot of that other stuff he talks about, it sounds like what Trump was saying when Trump was running.
About how government is trying
to take over. And a lot of things he says sounds like that stuff Trump was talking when he was running.
What I'm saying is, how can he say the government trying to take over if he's trying to get the government to provide health care for everybody?
That's what he said. That's what he said. I'm telling you what he said.
What I'm saying is his very words. I don't understand how.
That's what he said because he's even turning on those people. He's turning on the people, Amy and them, for backing Biden.
Oh shit! Here we go again.
No, but all I'm saying is this: I don't care. As for me and my vote and my voice, I'm behind Bernie Sanders because, again, they can talk that socialist bullshit all they want to, but I'm going to sit here and I'm going to say, in America, anybody or anything that's talking about making some shit even across the board, I don't even give a damn what it is. As long as it's even across the board on some aspects, then I'm with that. I'm sorry. I'm with that. So, yes, Bernie, since my man Cory Booker is no longer in the race, I pledge my support for Bernie Sanders. And, again, America, I just think it's crazy that somebody's going to make a decision. Well, he can, you know, never mind his policies. He's the best person we have to beat Trump. And I say that's not the case. The best person to beat Trump is the person who wins this Democratic primary. Now, don't get me wrong now. If Biden wins the primary and he's the selected person, I'm going to support him. Don't get me wrong. But I think that, I hope that person is going to be Bernie Sanders because I think Bernie can take Trump out and get America back on the road of equality.
Can I suggest something to you?
Sure you can.
Practice saying Biden, because Bernie ain't going to get it. So you might as well practice Biden's name.
No, I love Biden.
I just don't understand how you guys are saying the fix is in. I mean, if people are voting for Biden, it is what it is. I mean, it's not like somebody's rigging it. If they're voting for him, they're voting for him.
They're not rigging it. I'm just saying the Democratic convention, the Democratic bigwigs have made a decision that Biden is going to be their candidate. And now, again, if you think that Buttigieg and all these people are just falling out of this race and spreading their support and their candidates to Joe Biden without some kind of quid pro quo, then you don't understand what's happening right now.
Because they're not getting the delegates. They realize they don't have a chance. So that's why they're falling out, so then they can get out of the race and let the country make a better decision on who can really lead this thing. Because why stay in this if you know you don't have a chance? Why?
Okay. All right.
Why continue on? It would make no sense.
I'll say this, though.
That's why they're getting out of it.
Watch this. All those candidates that dropped out and pledged their support to Biden, they better work twice as hard when Biden don't get the Democratic confirmation. That's all I'm saying, because I hope he don't get it.
They would have to support somebody, one or the other.
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? They got to support somebody. So that's their choice who they want to support.
Again, they can call Bernie Sanders. He has a lot of socialist policies. I'm not going to deny that, but I would not say he's a full-blown socialist. I wouldn't, and I'm simply saying.
I mean, upset with Elizabeth because they feel like Elizabeth needs to drop out or make a decision one way or the other because she's taking votes away from Bernie.
She's
trying to figure out what her next move going to be.
I hope that if Elizabeth drops out, if she drops out, because, again, two more. Right now it's three. How many people we got right now? Four or three?
Four.
I think it's four.
It's four. Bernie, Joe, two, Elizabeth, Bernie, and this other lady.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. This other lady. I was about to say, that shows you how popular she is. I don't even know her name.
I don't either. I thought she had dropped out already. But okay.
But I hope
she just ain't. she just ain't letting them kick her out. Even though she's doing terrible, she ain't letting them kick her out. And that's what the rest of them did. And how can you be on stage for the last 3 months talking about how Joe ain't the man to be the president, and then the very next day, all of a sudden, nobody else can do it but him?
Because
that's all politics. That's all they all got up there with badgering and beating up on each other, which didn't make any sense. That was all a part of that's all politics. That's all you do. That's why I said before, why would you do that? All you're doing is giving Trump ammunition for whoever is going to be the nominee. He's going to take all that stuff and use it against him.
Let me ask you a question. Between Biden, Sanders, or Elizabeth Warren, do you think any of those three will be better than Trump?
Yeah.
I do. I think
absolutely. Anybody's better than him at this point to me.
And there you have it. So no matter who comes out of that Democratic primary, the head runner, all the Democrats are going to get behind that person, because it doesn't matter. Everybody who's left in the field right now will be a better president than the one we have right now, and all the Democrats are going to get involved with that, and we're going to take the White House back. Yeah, that's going to happen.
I'm going to support whoever the nominee is. I'm going to support him because Trump has to go.
Take Rachel Maddow, because Bernie Sanders is on there right now, so he'll be able to tell you some stuff that you can hear straight from him and not from everybody else.
That's all I watch is Rachel and Chris Hayes.
Joe trying to drop the power card, because there's rumors that he wants Michelle Obama to run as his vice president.
That'll never happen.
Why won't it?
She'll never do it.
You don't think so?
No.
Why does she need a wonderful life now. Why would she
That's
need
right.
the admission?
She'll never do that.
Woman has a wonderful life.
People like
She's
being
the most respectful female in this country.
In powerful positions. Add that to my resume. Yeah. I was also the vice president of the United States. Come on now. That's a real consideration.
Nah.
Name me four vice presidents of the United
States. Nah, she saw what she did with her husband. She good.
Well, okay.
Who the hell remembers the vice president?
If your vice president is Michelle Obama, you'll remember her. Because she's going to know.
She's out of the movies, they're going to say Michelle who?
She's not gonna put her daughters and stuff back through all of that. Nah, she's good.
I don't know that they even talk to her about that, but I think that if it's a possibility. Now, let me say this to you. If he put Michelle on his ticket as his vice president, that's gonna take him over the top. All right.
Ooh.
Now what
right,
you,
yep,
let me ask you this. Do you think that could be a winning ticket? Let's just say that she says, I'll be your vice. You think that's
the
winning ticket?
Biden is riding on Obama's jacket tail right now.
Well, everybody
because
does
he
that.
Was
the
his
last,
vice, because he was his
last
vice president.
President of your party. They do that. That doesn't surprise me. They do that.
So if he can get his wife, that would take him right over the top.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
Now, again, that would be, to me, that would be the power move. But the vice president won't be determined until at the Democratic convention. That person won't even be selected until that time. So he can't say, I'm running with Michelle Obama right now.
But I thought it was rumored that him and Kamala, I thought Kamala Harris, they were saying that was supposed to be a possibility that she might be asked to be the vice president, his vice president. But I'm thinking he'd do better trying to get Elizabeth Warren to be his vice.
Yeah.
Well, now, that would be,
to me, that's a better move.
Now, again, I like the Bernie Warren ticket. And I would like the Bernie Sanders, the Biden Warren ticket. So Warren would be an excellent But normally, people who run for president don't accept a vice president nomination. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, they will.
It all depends. It all depends.
Who?
Yes, they will.
Who ran for president and came up?
I mean, Hillary ran for president. Hillary ran for president, but, and she accepted the Secretary of State.
That's not vice president.
Right, that's even lower. That's even lower.
It's not what I said.
She accepted that position.
Yeah, but I'm just simply saying I don't think that Warren would be a vice president only because she campaigned so hard as president.
So,
that's all I'm saying.
I think she would. Because
she
could still make a difference. She could still make a difference, and I think she would. That's definitely not a step down.
Bernie can't get Warren on his ticket because they're too much alike, and that'll really just
But that would help Biden out tremendously.
Right.
That would help Biden out because
he could get that.
He could get them other voters of Bernie's to cross over
there. So
that's the move he really needs to do. He don't need to get Kamala. He needs to get Elizabeth as his vice. That's what he should do.
Now, again, Kamala, don't get me wrong. Much love and respect for Kamala. But if you couldn't win your state, how can I expect you to win your country, the nation? I'm just saying.
They think that she will get the black one, the black vote, and the woman, but not necessarily. I don't think that's a good move.
Ready.
I think Elizabeth is a better move.
I don't think she's ready at all either. What's her name? Kamala.
Yeah.
But I don't think she's ready for vice president either.
Me either. I don't think so either.
But I think Joe's gonna get a woman. I think he's gonna be, get a woman.
I think it should be Elizabeth.
When you said Joe gonna get a woman,
you know who he first
I got ready to ask you: Is that gonna come with charges?
Or either he might get that. What's that lady name? What's her last name? Rice. She was Obama's.
Susan
she was in Obama's
Rice.
Administration.
Susan Rice.
The one who talks shit to Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, I wonder if he's going to ask her.
No, he won't. He won't. No. Who the hell remembers?
I think Elizabeth would be the better move. The best move for him. That would be a good power move for him to do that because then he can get all of them people from Bernie. So then that way they can, you know, feel like they are part of this movement and they won't, you know, take it so personal that Bernie didn't get the nominee, you know, the nomination for president, you know, and it'll all bring about that kumbaya moment.
Let me read you a statement from the Democratic National Headquarters.
Now, she's another good one.
Let me read you a statement real quick. The leaders of the Democratic Party are panicked at the idea socialist Bernie Sanders could be their nominee. Says the president of the Center of the American Experiment, John Henricker, whatever his name is. But again, I'm sorry. I don't care how much the Democratic Party is panicked because I'm trying to find somebody who's going to make it a little better for me. For me, Kenny Hodge. I mean, again, because if you're not going to do anything for me, then our vote really is just a exercise in futility. All we're voting for now is who going to be the better owner, Donald Trump or one of these other cats. We're not voting for who's going to try to do anything. Now, again, whether they do it or not, that's something different. But I want to vote for somebody who's going to make a difference in the black community, man. I'm sorry. That's very
important.
On who I vote for.
To quote a famous president, it's not what you can do for it's not what the country can do for me.
He wasn't talking
it's what
to us.
I can do for the country.
That's the same president that sent them boys to Vietnam and treated them
and think of the country as a whole.
We
might be in a better position. That's all.
If we did what? We gotta live here.
But my point is, you can't deal with selfishness. If it's all about me, then you get up and run for the damn office.
Well, all I'm saying is it's never been about me. So what I'm
saying
is it needs to start being about me. Black people have to start understanding you got to vote on what's going to be best for you. Not again, you are part of this nation. So when I say you, that's not you and against the nation.
And that's Donald Trump.
No. Donald Trump
did use that message, and that's why he got elected, because he fooled them and told them that he was about them. And that's why he was able to beat out the Democratic Party, because he used that same logic, which the co-producer is saying. You've got to let the people know.
So how do
you
know that Bernie's not using that same logic? How do you know he's not? How do you know? I mean, because all of them talk a good game. So how do you know that he's not just talking it?
We don't know that. We don't know that. What we're saying is we tried the rest, so now let's try him. Because it's just a crapshoot. Who is it that's going to really stick up to it? And Bernie's coming with a whole new thing. If you listen to Biden, Biden wants to do little gradual things. Yo, man, we've been in this gradual movement for about 400 years.
What little gradual things are you talking about? Because I didn't hear anything little gradual that he was saying.
He was.
I really didn't.
With health care, he just wants to add a little bit more around to it. That's all he talked about. Bernie,
I heard him say health care for all.
You heard who said that?
Watch him say health care for all.
He said eventually. Bernie's saying now. What's Combs saying?
Nothing happens now.
We'll add a little bit more. That's
where
I didn't hear. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I've heard him talk, but I'm not hearing what you're saying. But okay.
Okay, so hold on 1 second. Let's go around the horn for a minute. Hey, co-producer, who's your nominee? I'm going Bernie Sanders. Messenger, who you got?
I go with Sanders. I know Biden gonna get it. I go with Sanders, though.
Baby girl, who's your candidate?
I'm supporting whoever's the nominee. Really, it doesn't matter because they all talk a good game. But whoever they're gonna get as the nominee, I'm just gonna support them. I just know Trump's got to go.
Anybody that can beat Trump, but they ain't.
Nurse Carmen, who you got, Nurse Carmen?
I'm supporting the candidate that's nominated also.
Yep.
OG, who you talking about out of Florida, OG?
Bernie. Oh my God.
You said it right. You can't take that back. See, you spoke.
Oh yes, I can.
No, you can't take that back.
Oh yes, I can. You go there, my man.
OG, you know you want to support Bernie. Don't worry.
That's why they put
him right. It's gonna be all right. Hey, but listen. This is co-producer saying thank you for joining our neighborhood version of the Democratic Party as it currently exists on The Attic tonight. We ask that you download the podcast. Every Wednesday night, we're here live. But the podcast can always be downloaded on Blog Talk Radio. So let's say goodnight, Cass, and I'll see everybody next week. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
And go in peace.
And remember, Bernie Sanders. I get the last word in there. Yo, Bernie Sanders, y'all. Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders.